Episode 3, Questions and Answers. You're listening to the Priced in Gold podcast, where we look at the world without the distorting lens of fiat currencies and see the true prices of things as they've been measured for thousands of years by pricing them in gold. Comments for each and every one of our shows are open. You can email me directly, editor@pricedingold.com. You can call our toll-free Price in Gold listener hotline at 888-868-5656. Or you can drop by the website, www.pricedingold.com. Don't make another buy or sell decision without checking the value and trend of your target security in gold. For a limited time, you can get a custom chart priced in gold for any security for only $9.95. Visit PricedInGold.com and check out the custom charts offer on the right-hand side of the page for full details. Make sure your investments are growing in true value, not just an evaporating dollar value. Price them in gold. In this episode, I'm going to answer the three most frequently asked questions about pricing in gold. Each question comes from the Priced in Gold listener hotline at 888-868-5656, but I'm often asked these same questions in person as well. The first question comes from Miami Phillips, who asks,
"Why are you doing this site? That's what I don't understand. Why are you doing it to sell gold? Are you doing it to just help people understand about gold? You know, and what are you going to get out of it? Are you trying to drive people to it? You're putting a lot of energy in this, obviously. But I don't understand why you're doing this."
Well, Miami, some days I wonder about that myself. But the real answer is that I've been concerned about my investments losing their value for a long time. I have two young children, and I'm trying to plan for their educations. I'm concerned about my own retirement. And I have big plans for things I want to do in life that will require some long-term saving and investment. I started creating tools to help me manage my own wealth building, and others expressed an interest in them, so I decided to share them through the PricedInGold.com website. My plan is to create workbooks and tools to help you understand the issues and automate the process of tracking the true value of your investments. I'm very excited to be offering a custom charting service, and there are many more sophisticated tools coming as well. Stay tuned for a special offer at the end of this podcast, and please call me on the listener hotline at 888-868-5656 and share your ideas for tools and services you'd like to see from PricedInGold.com. So let's move along to the next question.
Charles, this is Alec Vesely, and I have to ask you, why did you choose gold to be this the standard of measurement? I mean, is gold really a form of currency?
Alec is asking two closely related questions here. Why price things in gold? And is gold really money? This is going to be the subject of a future podcast where I'll cover it in much more detail. But for now, I'd like to observe that money has many definitions. My dictionary says, a current medium of exchange in the form of coins and banknotes. By this definition, gold is not, at the moment, money, although it was not long ago and has been for thousands of years. But money has other uses and other definitions, too. Because money can serve as a substitute for other goods and services, money is used to measure the value of these things and convert them to a common number which allows their values to be compared to one another. Good money also serves as a storehouse of value. It can be traded for things in the future, not just for things today. You can save it, you can loan it to somebody else and get it back in the future, and it'll still have its original value. And this is where the current crop of paper currencies, the dollar, euro, yen, and so on, fail miserably. They're okay for a day or a week or a month, but if years go by, they're almost always worth less and less. It's a little like using ice for money. If you keep it in your pocket, it just melts away. So now you have the problem that what a magazine or a quart of milk or a gallon of gasoline cost 10 years ago can't be compared fairly with what it costs today. Because the ruler used then, the dollar of 10 years ago, is not the same length as the ruler used to measure value today. We say prices have gone up, but really it's the dollar that's gone down. Visit the PricedInGold.com website and read the post entitled Woman's Day Priced in Gold, It's a great example of this. I have many more stories of this type that I'll be posting in the future. And if you have a story of your own, please let me know about it by email or on the hotline. So why gold? Why not silver, milk, gasoline, or wheat as the standard of measure? Gold certainly isn't perfect as a measure, but it's much less influenced by industrial demand, weather, and other non-monetary factors than most of the other candidates. Its total available quantity grows very slowly as more is mined, and only modest amounts are consumed by manufacturing of jewelry or plating processes. And this relative stability, combined with a 24/7 worldwide spot market and regularly published price fixes, makes it ideal to use as a value measuring stick. Thousands of years of history, trial and error with many alternatives, back this up. So gold is not currency or pocket money, at least for now, but I feel that gold is the best choice available for the measuring the value of investments and tracking their performance over time. And this brings us to the real heart of the matter, what may be the most important question of all. Listen to this call from Dean Howell, a broker at Morgan Stanley.
I really like the concept of what you're doing here, but I'm still trying to zero in on how we best use this to make money. I'm not exactly sure I get my hands around that, so that would be something I would be interested in.
So how do I use gold pricing to make more money or grow my investments faster, and how can you do the same thing? Basically, it comes down to two key points. First is a quote from Tom Peters. You cannot improve what you don't measure. If you don't measure your investments with a decent ruler, it's going to be very hard for you to tell whether they're actually growing or not, or whether it's just the length of the ruler that's changing. So you need to have a good measure if you want to improve something. You can't improve what you don't measure. That's the first point. And the second point is something known as the Hawthorne effect. Not only is measurement necessary, if you measure something, you will improve it. This was discovered during a study of worker productivity at a Western Electric plant in the 1930s. In one experiment, they increased lighting levels and found a nice improvement in production. Then they lowered lighting levels and found, to their amazement, that output improved again. Eventually, they decided that the experiment itself, the fact that output was being measured, recorded, and studied, was the real cause of the improvement, not the particular lighting level chosen by the experimenters. And this effect has been observed many times since in many areas of human activity. The Hawthorne effect may make it tough for psychologists to design experiments, but it's very useful for investors. You need to be disciplined in saving and investing, but it's hard to follow any type of system or discipline if you don't know what results you're getting. If you have a good idea where you are and where you're trying to go with an investment, then you can use your system, whatever it may be, to help guide you there. If you have no clue where you are on the court, and the goalposts are constantly in motion, your chance of hitting a home run is very small. How's that for a mixed sports metaphor? It's often said that you need to buy low and sell high, that you should cut your losses early and let your winners run. But without a reliable ruler to measure whether you're high or low, winning or losing, it's impossible to do these things. There may be other, more sophisticated ways of improving investment results. Technical analysis using charts priced in gold may yield new insights. Fundamental analysis of a company's balance sheets, 10-Ks, and even the evening news, when translated into gold grams, could well give a whole new outlook on real growth rates, productivity, and profitability. But for right now, I'm confident that you need to be measuring your investments with a reliable value ruler. And if you do that and keep track of your results, the same systems that have served you well in the past will provide you with even stronger, real growth in the future. Well, that wraps up the frequently asked questions for this episode. I want to thank everyone who called into the listener hotline and posted comments to the website. Oh yeah, I promised a special offer earlier in this podcast. I want every subscriber to the Priced in Gold newsletter to have a custom chart absolutely free. If you're already a subscriber, this is my way of saying thanks. If you're not yet a subscriber, sign up today. The newsletter is totally free. You can unsubscribe anytime you like. And one free custom chart worth $9.95 is yours for the asking. Give it a try on a stock in your retirement account, on your local currency, or on a hot tip you've been thinking about investing in. The chart you get might change your mind or confirm what you're already suspecting. Either way, it'll be fun, and it won't cost you a cent to try it out. There'll be lots of other goodies coming for subscribers, too, so don't wait. Go to the website at www.pricedingold.com, fill in your name and email in the boxes in the upper right-hand corner of the page, and start pricing your investments in gold. You've been listening to the Priced in Gold podcast at www.pricedingold.com. If you're a subscriber, we want to thank you for being one and tell you that we're very aware of your valuable time and mindshare. If you haven't yet subscribed to our podcast, please consider doing so, so that you can have new episodes of our show delivered directly to you the minute they're released. You can find Priced in Gold at the iTunes podcast directory. Simply search for Priced in Gold. We also have a number of subscription buttons and options at www.pricedingold.com.